and welcome to the Mean Time to Insight podcast, brought to you by Enterprise Management Associates and presented by EMA Vice President of Research, Seamus McGillicuddy. The EMA Mean Time to Insight podcast explores emerging trends and technologies in the world of network infrastructure and operations.
Hey everyone, this is Seamus McGillicuddy. As the intro said, I am the Vice President of Research for Network Infrastructure and Operations at Enterprise Management Associates. I make it my mission in life to understand how IT organizations in the enterprise world design, build, and manage their networks. And given that it is January 2026, I thought it would be good to use this episode to do the annual tradition of making some predictions for the coming year. Analysts do this all the time. I hate doing it because I feel like I am going to be on record making predictions that someone can prove that I failed to accurately prognosticate what was going to happen in the world. But, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. Why not? Everyone does it. It's kind of my job. So the purpose of this episode is to sort of give a few general predictions of things that I think network infrastructure and operations teams will be experiencing, doing, aiming for in 2026. The first one, I am pretty comfortable saying that I will be right about this. I believe that network data has been a mess for many, many years, and 2026 is going to be the year when a lot of people do something about it. I guess that's kind of vague, but let's just say that in my conversations with network architects and network engineers, a common theme that comes up quite often is they have bad data and documentation about their network. And when I say bad, I mean that it is scattered in different places, some of which they don't even know where. Like it might be in a spreadsheet on someone's laptop and they don't know who has it. It is of dubious quality because you don't know how well it's been maintained. You don't know how reflective it is of reality. It may be in conflict with other data on the same topic. Like, oh yes, I have this IP address plan here, but then I have this IP address plan there. I collect logs from these devices with this tool, and I collect logs from these same devices with this tool. And oh look, they don't really agree in terms of who's logs are authoritative. There is no authority on certain sources of data. I've never met a network engineer who trusts his company's CMDB, Configuration Management Database, because quite often they don't have any control over them. It's owned by IT service management or service ops or something or some other group. It has poor discovery and it doesn't get updated when the network gets updated. So it's not trusted. So I think 2026 is going to be a year where people are going to launch or accelerate projects aimed at cleaning up their network data so that network operators can get the info they need when they need it. And network automation tools can have good access to intent data when executing changes on the network or deploying networks so that those changes and those deployments are reflective of what the network team was going for. So you see, like, for instance, I spent many months in the second half of 2026 talking to net DevOps engineers and network automation engineers and network architects about their network source of truth projects. Like, oh, we started using this tool like NetBox or Nautobot or InfraHub, or we're using a group of tools like our IPAM tool and our data center infrastructure management tool and a bunch of other tools, and integrating them and reviewing the quality of the data in them to have like a good source of information about the intent of our network. What's our IP address plan? What's our network inventory? What racks and elevations are devices in, and what's plugged into them, and what connections are between all these devices? What's the connectivity of my network? What's the topology of my network? All that scattered and of dubious quality. And I think that in 2026, people are going to try to consolidate and improve the quality of it. Many of them, if they have budget, will buy network source of truth tools, but I think more often you'll see them adopting open source because there are a handful of open source tools that meet this use case. But it also is going to require things like better discovery tools. I need to discover what's on my network. But it's not just the intent data that I just described. It's also the state of the network, the operational telemetry, which is a problem because most companies I talk to, they have 3, 4, 5 different tools for monitoring and troubleshooting their networks. Like, oh, I got this one tool that pulls metrics from my devices. Actually, I have a second tool that does the same thing for another part of my network. I have this tool that collects flow records from my network. I have this tool that collects and analyzes packet data, the actual traffic traveling over my network. This tool that does synthetic active network monitoring so that I can get visibility into the cloud and into end user experience. And it goes on and on and on. I have a tool that collects logs, and all those tools have different silos of data. It's not integrated to the extent that they need it, and they need to consolidate and integrate so that they have more of a data lake about that network. And then they can have a better understanding of not only how their network is supposed to look, but how it actually looks, because they got a good sense of intent and they get a good sense of state. I think that's like the most likely thing that we're going to see is 2026 is people talking about how they need good network data and taking steps to fix it. And that sets them up for other things, which leads me to the rest of my predictions for 2026. The first one being net DevOps, the rise of net DevOps. As the term might suggest, the concept of net DevOps is about applying DevOps principles to network operations. I'm seeing more net DevOps groups in enterprises today, especially in larger enterprises. It is the practice of NetOps teams, network engineering teams, applying DevOps principles to how they manage their networks. This means that they are trying to become more mature about how they handle automation, network automation. They start thinking about like the concept of continuous iteration, continuous deployment that DevOps teams might have, where I'm going to roll this out, see if it works. If it doesn't, I'm going to change it and roll it out again and again and again until it works like I want it to. And I have version control in place to make sure that that happens, and I have the automation in place to enable it. And also, it's about collaboration, making sure that people are talking and collaborating and iterating and approving and reviewing and testing, all of that. That's net DevOps. Network engineers are going to be expanding their skill sets in 2026. We've been seeing this for quite a few years now. They have been learning Python so that they can script network automation. But I'm starting to see some people that are going from just scripting with Python to writing software. There are a lot of network engineers who are learning how to code, learning how to write software, or they're adding software developers to their teams and teaching those software developers about networking concepts. It's hard to find network software developers that are willing to become network developers because it's not as sexy as AI and like other things, traditional DevOps and cloud, but it is important. And I have seen some net DevOps teams bring software developers into their team to make them strategic assets among their traditional CCIEs with Python skills. So you're going to see people learning Python, bringing people on the team that have software development skills. You're going to also see more adoption of open source tools like Git and GitHub, GitLab, NetBox, Ansible, Terraform. They're going to be building software. They're going to be building API gateways to integrate scripts and automations with applications that they're developing for end users and consumers of network automation. And then you're also going to see network automation vendors align their products with these net DevOps teams and net DevOps practices to appeal to these people who are building these homegrown automation tool sets around their net DevOps practice. And you're also going to see network observability and monitoring tools get folded into net DevOps tool sets to drive more automation for day zero through day two operations. I talked to net DevOps teams who are saying, yes, I've been spending a lot of time on the automation of day zero, day one. So design and build networks, but I also want to integrate my day two operations, my observability tools into this tool set so that I have context of what I'm trying to design and build and iterate on, but also the health and performance of it so that that influences the decisions I make around those design and build scenarios and also streamlines troubleshooting incidents and errors. So you're going to see tool sets get folded into net DevOps teams where they are trying to get everything integrated, everything automated, and everything collaborated. That last word there is sort of a neologism of sorts. But yeah, that's what you're going to see, more net DevOps group. And I'm going to do some research on that in 2026, just exploring, doing in-depth interviews with net DevOps teams to figure out why they exist, what they do, what they need. Probably mid-year, you'll see a report on that topic. My next prediction for 2026 is also related to the first prediction, that whole idea of cleaning up your data. You can't do the third prediction here without doing the first prediction. Agentic network operations, AI-driven network operations. It's happening. About 60 to 70% of the network infrastructure network management vendors that I interact with have some kind of AI capability these days in their products. Some of them have a virtual network assistant, a chatbot that you can interact with to ask it questions about your network. But others are doing more than that. They're really doing some advanced AI capabilities to problem solve and build like complicated workflows on top of their platforms that are AI driven. Like, hey, I want you to investigate this problem and tell me how to fix it. I want you to tell me if my network complies with these 5 security policies that I'm introducing, blah, blah, blah. That's the agentic NetOps that we see on the horizon. So like 4 years ago, most network engineers that I would talk to were AI skeptics. They would say, I'm never going to have AI connected to my network because in order to do that, I'd have to send a lot of my data from my network into the cloud to whatever vendor is doing it, you know, and I don't want to send my data to the cloud. Well, people are getting more comfortable with sending their data to the cloud. And also, you don't necessarily have to send your raw data to the cloud. You might send anonymized data or metadata to the cloud. 4 years ago, some people were fans of using ChatGPT to write generic configs or do packet analysis or write a script. And so they were sort of optimizing operations piecemeal like that without any sort of integration into their tools that they use for day-to-day operations. But now, when I have conversations with network engineers today, most of them say, yep, I have plans to use AI directly on my network, and I have expectations that my vendors are going to deliver something of value based on AI. Big shift over the last 4 years. Most networking and network management vendors are hearing that, and they are investing heavily in not just chatbots, but automated root cause and analysis and suggested remediation, predictive analytics. And I am publishing research this month that is going to show you that the vast majority of IT organizations now think that AI features are a significant influence on vendor selection in general when they're looking at network infrastructure vendors and network management vendors. None of this is possible unless you have good network data, because bad data leads to bad insights. I think everyone understands that if you are feeding an AI solution bad data about the world, whether it is song lyrics with a lot of mistakes in them or your network, and you ask it to give you insights on what you fed it, it's going to deliver insights based on the bad data, which means bad results. So I have seen a lot of people tell me that they don't feel comfortable applying AI to network management extensively until they clean up their data. One person told me recently that he felt like before he invested in AI-driven network management tools, he had to buy an AI tool to fix his data. Like, oh, I'd love an AI tool that could go and look at my network data and tell me whether it's an accurate reflection of what my network is and what my network should be. So yeah, you can't really embrace agentic NetOps until you've fixed your data, because AI is not necessarily going to clean up your data. It's only going to tell you what it thinks is happening based on the data you give it. And if that data is bad, you're in for problems. But the bottom line is, I've very rarely seen network engineers who are skeptics about AI now. They hope to get value out of it, and I hope that that's a good thing, but we'll see. Final prediction for 2026. My fourth and final prediction is about the concept of NetSecOps, network and security team convergence or collaboration. It's been accelerating for half a decade. It's not necessarily new. I've been tracking increased collaboration between network engineering teams and cybersecurity teams for about 5 or 6 years now. It's been accelerating. And one of the true accelerants of it was Secure Access Service Edge. That really set things in motion a few years back, like the consolidation of software-defined WAN products, which are basically virtual overlays on wide area networks, with cloud-native security delivered through points of presence across the globe that are deeply integrated into that virtual SD-WAN, software-defined WAN overlay, have really conquered the universe. The adoption of Secure Access Service Edge, or SASE, as it's meant to be pronounced, the acronym, has pulled those teams together in a big way. The network team has traditionally owned wide area network connectivity. It makes total sense. But the cybersecurity team has traditionally owned a lot of the security services that are delivered cloud natively through a SASE platform, like maybe the firewall. A lot of times the network team controls the firewall. The security team just controls the policies on them. Data loss prevention, definitely a cybersecurity tool. They've definitely usually owned that. Multiple services, CASB, Zero Trust Network Access, a lot of those tools traditionally owned by cybersecurity, now a joint platform. That means that the network team and security team often work together on vendor evaluation and selection, solution implementation, and ongoing operations. Sometimes one group will take the lead, but the other one will always be consultative. And so they had to learn to work together. And so SASE pulled them together in a big way. I think that you'll see other initiatives pull them together in a big way as well in 2026 and beyond. One that's long been destined to pull them together and has occasionally pulled them together, especially in regulated industries like financial services, is hybrid multi-cloud. Hybrid multi-cloud complexity is increasing. Most enterprises now have multiple cloud providers. They have hybrid cloud environments where they have data and applications across on-prem infrastructure and cloud and multiple clouds, and they need to get rigorous about how they design resilient and secure networks across those complex environments. And that means they need to convince the cloud team to play by the rules and live within some guardrails. I've seen this played out for years, like I said, in big banks and some other industries. I think that it's going to become more common across multiple industries in 2026, where the cyber team and the network team are like, hey, let's get some control over the cloud. They do whatever they want with DNS. They do whatever they want with firewall rules. They do whatever they want with high availability architecture around routing and things like that. And we really need them to have an enterprise-grade approach to these networking and security capabilities. So let's go in there as a team and lay down the law. I think that's going to happen. You'll see the same dynamic play out in AI. A lot of companies are investing in AI internally. You know, many are building AI-ready data centers or AI factories, AI at the edge, and they need to optimize networks for AI workloads and AI traffic. And they also have to defend these AI applications from malicious activity. There are new types of threats against AI that you haven't seen against traditional applications. So I think that AI investments are going to result in like network teams and security teams becoming expert advisors to, for instance, AI centers of excellence. As an enterprise sets up like an AI board, AI division, AI center of excellence, the network team and the security team will come together and say, here is how you secure and connect and build resilient infrastructure. So how's this play out? You're going to see more collaboration on evaluation, implementation, ongoing management of infrastructure and security solutions that support different initiatives that add complexity and risk, like hybrid multi-cloud and AI. You're going to see shared tools for day two operations, like network detection and response and network observability being consolidated on a single platform to some extent, at least on certain layers of tooling, like real-time packet analysis. I think that's the biggest opportunity. Is like, if I have a real-time packet analysis tool, that's it's expensive investment. It'd be really good if it can do both performance management and security monitoring and detection and response. And you will see that play out in the form of like directors of the team saying, hey, let's present a unified front in as we go into new frontiers like AI and cloud and whatnot. And so yes, NetSecOps, the increased importance of NetSecOps will be played out in 2026 and beyond as companies accelerate their investments in risky ventures like AI. So yeah, so those are the four predictions I have for 2026. To review, it is number one, network teams are going to clean up their data, get serious about it, get it under control. Number two, network engineering teams are going to evolve into net DevOps teams, apply net DevOps practices to network operations. Number three, network teams are going to embrace agentic network operations more in 2026 than ever, especially as solutions mature for that area. And the fourth one, NetSecOps will accelerate and become more critical to the success of enterprises that are moving into the hybrid multi-cloud world and the AI transformation world. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next month with another topic, probably a deeper dive into the concept of agentic AI network operations, because I am about to publish some research there. So I'll highlight a couple things in my next episode. But that's it for me. Reach out if you have any questions and have a good rest of your January.
Thanks, Seamus, for all your great insights on today's topic, and thank you to everyone who listened. Learn more about Enterprise Management Associates, research and consulting services by visiting enterprisemanagement.com.